Cool. You want me to explain it, or you explain how, like, oh, go how ahead, we go started? Ahead. So how we started, we was getting into a conversation that we talked about before, and what we were saying. You want to plug the intro?
Welcome
Maybe
to.
We can get back to the intro.
Welcome to Committed Mentality. We're three guys trying to get to a point. in this episode, we're committed to learning and growing through conversation. Sit back and enjoy the conversation, because this is a lively one, and we keep going back to race, and it's not we don't have any ill will towards each other in any kind of way, and we're all just playing devil's advocate. We have our own opinions about it, but we're not attacking each other. We're not attacking anybody else. This is just a conversation, so I hope nobody gets offended from what we're talking about, because everything for us is no conversations or nothing is held back. So what we're talking about now is race and how we feel like certain words seem racist.
It all sprawled off the conversation that you can't be racist towards white people. That's what it sprawled off of, and that's kind of how we started this initial. That's how we like got back into this.
Yeah.
It's because I think some whatever we were talking about, Brent brought that up again, and then that's how we got back into this. And I just said, like, from what I don't what after listening to our other episodes talking about race. And just the kind of perspective in the point that I wanted you guys to understand, it was definitely the thing that I already spoke to you guys about and talked to you guys that I definitely felt like I was totally missing the point when we were on the white privilege shit, mm-hmm. talking about, like, I didn't realize you guys were only using it as in, like, saying, like, oh, like, good for y'all. You have mm-hmm. some advantages or whatever, like, whatever, they're there. Where some people in some groups like to use it as like a way to target people or separate.
Yeah, use it
people.
Against them.
Separate, exactly. Yeah. So that was me just missing the point in that podcast and missing that maybe you guys' perspective is very different than some of the extreme.
Yeah,
the extreme
I think we all have a different perspective, yeah. which I think is what makes the conversation a little bit lively.
Yeah, and I think the reason these conversations are good and like you hit it right on the head for what we want from them is I feel like the main thing that we want from them is we want like people treated better. Mm-hmm. from the conversation or whatever. So that's why I think our conversations are productive and are important, because on both sides, I think that's both what both sides are saying, or all yeah. three of us are saying in a different way or whatever, is that things need to always change and be like treating people better. But to get back to what we were saying, I was telling Brent that if you are attacking someone as far as saying something negatively about them or talking about them in a derogatory fashion or like talking down about them towards them, whatever, and using it just based on their race, mm-hmm. it's racism. It doesn't matter if it's what color it is. If I was to say something like that about Asians, about Hispanics, about whatever this and that, if you're using the race as the reason that's why you chose that person to talk that way about or to talk down about them was just based on their race, not based on something personally about them, then you are being racist, because you are using race to downgrade them, or even like he said, or to hate them, because some people use it because they hate. I hate blah blah blah. I hate Asians. I hate white people.
And
I hate
that
black
right
people.
There is why black people aren't racist against white people. That explanation you just said.
And to clarify,
well, hold on, go ahead.
No, wait.
No one ever says I hate white people.
No, to clarify, huh? What do you, to clarify? Wait, wait. Because like, wait,
what
wait.
Do you what do you mean by that? Tell me.
No, listen. To clarify that, what you're saying is that with hating them because they are white, what he's saying is there is reason to hate white people. Like, in that way, it just trying to bring that together,
but
because
there also
those
is,
are two different points.
And there's also two different points there, that there is reason to hate white people of the past in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. way more so than now, right? Agree?
Close.
From maybe a physical standpoint, but...
Okay, but fine. But also, and
there's
then...
There's still systematic racism.
But then also, the problem I have with it is you should, if you want to hate someone, hate the individual.
Right.
Don't hate the
and
race
that's
because there
all
are white
agree.
Individuals that you hate. But that's where we don't agree, because you guys...
because I agree that we should hate the individual, because never targeted anybody. I grew up Catholic around white people. My wife is white.
What I mean by what I want to say, you guys, is a lot of times... You use white as such a broad term. You know what I'm saying? Be specifically, maybe you haven't done this, Brandon, but be specifically, we'll say y'all, where he's talking to me and including me in that group.
Yeah, you
I
do
know
do
what
that.
He
I'm
means.
Not
but listen to me. I know what he means because
yeah.
I know Brent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he doesn't understand that when he is doing that, he is including me.
Yeah.
He also is including my children, my wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
my wife.
Your wife.
Your girl.
I'm not including none of y'all.
But you are. You don't realize it because you're saying y'all, which specifically means you and others like you.
No,
or
that
you
means
or others.
Your race, not you.
But it does mean him, though.
Exactly. That's the same thing. That's my race.
There.
because it's
there are exceptions to every rule. Right, why do I have to say that?
I'll let you explain this to Brandon because I agree with what Brandon's saying.
There are exceptions to every rule. Why do I have to say those words?
That's understood. The same way that I had to fucking say, Aaron, when I had to say, the last episode, I had to fucking say, not all hospitals or some shit. What the fuck I just
oh, yeah.
That reason, yeah, motherfucker.
Hey, that's a good point. That's a good
same
point.
Same thing, though.
But that's what he's saying. So, like, when you
I got
say
your
y'all,
point, you need to get that point.
Right, right. When you say y'all or you talk about it as a broad generalization, I think you don't realize you're just lumping that group. Because even though you're not talking about me, that's why I thought in general, like the episodes or whatever, like you were saying, it made me sound a certain way, or also it can also, I didn't like that it kind of threw me in that group so much because of you saying y'all so much.
Yeah.
Because then to the outside world or to somebody that doesn't know me, they don't know that you're not actually including me because you're saying y'all. So they think that you're saying, like, you and everybody like you, or you and everybody in your family or who you hang with, or whatever it is, you're saying y'all. That's how y'all is you.
What I mean by y'all is, I mean the ones that are in power and have the ability to affect change in less in fortunate communities.
Right, but then
like
say...
Like government and stuff like that. That's too many fucking words.
But no, but listen, say that in a different way that does not include me. It doesn't have to say all that, but just something that says, like, people that look like you that act like this, or people that look like you, but they are big on hate towards other races or my race or this and that, because that does not include me. You know that from knowing me, from everything about me, that you know that is not me. You know what I'm saying?
I know that.
So that's what I'm saying. So then when you say y'all,
so now I gotta say extra
outside
words.
World,
I think
or,
you do have to say those extra words. I think, damn it. But I think it's important to have that clarification because I hate being lumped into a group of a lot of black people. Like, I don't act like a lot
or
of black
young
people.
Or
like
or
the stereotype
people from
or whatever.
A hilltop or West Side. Yeah. Like, being grouped in those type of things, it's all a different form of discrimination.
Right.
Not necessarily racism, but discrimination. But then when you actually use the race of the person, that's why I said, then it actually becomes racism. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, like, a lot of people have had that narrative sold to them that you cannot be racist towards white people. That's not. And, like, I understand the aspects behind it, which I think we talked about off recording, so we'll say that now or whatever, that it doesn't have the same kind of oppression and a lot of the problems and things that went on that were very dirty behind the scenes and even in blatant day that went on with the other situation and specifically black towards white or white towards black. And but at the same time, if you are using someone's race to be derogatory towards them, their family, their race, anything, whatever, this and that, it's racism. It is. It can be a very different type. It can be not comparable, whatever, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
So
and
one
my,
of the-
my big thing that I said off of recording that we said, like, we kind of wrap back up and get it to where it was, is for me, the main reason I don't like that, I don't like more division than we have now in current day, period. But then I also fear for my family. So I think everybody, and I know that, like, fear is not the way to live, and we know a lot of racism is built on fear and all this and that, but the comparison I gave you is similar to, like, when everybody had this, everybody was jumping on the bandwagon of, like, fuck the police or cops or the bad guy type thing or whatever, and people were walking up to cop cars and shooting them and shit like that. Shit like that happened because that narrative started getting built. I don't like that narrative getting built of white people this or fuck white people or whatever because, like I told y'all, I'm different than a lot of white people. The areas I grew up in, the area I live in now, the stores I shop in, where my daughter goes to school, everything, 9 times out of 10, we are the minority. We are the one or one of few white people in the scenario and in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
If that argument and that narrative gets too heated, the similar way the way with cops did or whatever, or even with some of how the riots and things have went, and because I won't say protests, I'll say riots or things that have gotten crazy. I don't want to be involved with anything or have the people around me contributing to that narrative of fuck white people to where then, or you can't be racist against them or fuck them or whatever it is, to where then I do feel like I need to worry about my daughter, my wife being out and about in the areas that we go to and that we live in because they are a lot of times the only white person in that scenario. And if things get too heated, get too crazy, something happens like what happens with the cops. They get beat on, they get beat up, shot, whatever, random stuff because fuck them, they're white, they're the enemy. You know what I mean? That type of thing. And I think if I lived in a different area, if I grew up in a different area, all that type of stuff, I think it would be different. It would be easier for me to be like, oh, that's not that big a deal. Like, whoever, whatever race can be racist against it. Fuck it. It's not going to matter. I don't see them that much. They're never going to be the majority in a situation that me or my family are in. This and that. I think that's why it is very easy for people that live in those areas or in that kind of money or whatever are very okay with that narrative or kind of laugh it off or whatever because they feel like it's never really going to affect them. It doesn't have much chance to touch them or their families.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I feel very differently about that. I feel like we are very much in all of our environments where it could be very different for us.
Let me ask you a question. Because you said that talk like creates division, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if, bear with me here, what if the debate alone is what's creating the division, the pushback from people who look like you? What if them trying to fight against making it actually racism is what's creating the division.
I think that's a possibility also.
What if people who look like you would just sit back and just say, okay, you know what? I understand why you guys would feel some type of way against white people because of what white people have done to minorities in this country. And they would just like agree with it.
But I think do you think
that would cause division?
No, I think definitely can.
What do you think would happen?
No, I think it definitely can. I think you have a good point there.
I think a lot of the problems are because of that. I think the pushback in the conversation.
It's a legit good point.
Think about this. Remember they used to call Ryan Seacrest gay? And then mm-hmm. He said himself he was gay, even though he's not gay. It stopped being funny. People stopped caring about it. They stopped talking about it.
I didn't know. Because
he owned
that.
It.
Yeah, I didn't know he did either.
Well, it was a joke.
But
he owned it. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm gay. And everybody stopped talking shit about it.
I agree that that's a possibility, that could be like something that creates more division and that could be something that's a problem. But I think also think it's very individual on people, what they hear or what they take in that would make them go that route. Like, I think for some people that would set them off for sure if a white person is like denying it or kind of arguing.
Yeah, why do you think it's denied by white people?
Because they internalize it. They make it personal.
And I won't say, let me back up. Wait, hold on, wait, Aaron, shut up.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm not making it personal.
Let me back up real quick because I don't want to say white people. I want to say by groups of people who refuse to acknowledge certain things that could be white. Not all white people. I just want to clarify.
But I think if anybody doesn't acknowledge like what happened with fucking slavery and all that, those are just ignorant,
but you gotta,
dumb motherfuckers.
And you
like,
got to understand that there are those types of people that you're just
saying,
talking about that are affecting the lives of black people.
I know, but if we're talking about conversation and furthering stuff and this and that, I'm just going to say that I think the people that would like deny it or something, then they're just choosing to be ignorant or they're just so uneducated and so ignorant that you can't even really have that conversation with them regardless.
That's a large majority.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, it is.
It is.
It's the large
majority.
I'm not saying that as no.
You might be right. But what I'm saying is when I say it or when I'm like somewhat arguing this point or whatever, I'm not arguing that there isn't a bunch of racist motherfuckers. I'm not arguing that white people have not done horrible things to black people. I'm not arguing a lot of those things. So for me, that's where it does get internalized.
Yeah, I get it.
You see what I'm saying? Because then I feel like me, this person, current day, a lot of white people current day have not inflicted those things or those pains or those harm.
Here's what
or
I'm
whatever
hearing.
To where then they do feel attacked or they do feel even just like it just even sometimes just feels like, damn, that sucks that I got to be fucking lumped in with these idiots because of
and
the narrative.
Black people have always been like that.
For
right.
sure.
But here's
but
here's
been but like that's that. Also where you guys go and compare it. I'm not trying to compare. That's also where you guys try to compare it or say that like I'm saying it's the same. I would never say that. And that's where I think sometimes we get like caught up.
Well, maybe you do have to compare the two in order for people who look like you to understand better.
But I feel like that's like saying we're going to compare murder and something else. And then we're going to say, well, and then every time we bring up this other lesser offense, we're going to say, but in murder this. And it's like, well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's the same. I'm just saying it's still not right.
Here's
you
the problem.
What I'm saying? Like, it's still not right. I'm not saying it's anywhere as bad or as detrimental, like impactful, like done what to our society.
But the difference in what we're saying is when we're talking about it, we don't need the pushback. It's like, why can't you hear what we're trying to say and then own that that has happened versus trying to then go into defense mode?
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha.
Then
that's I understand.
That's what causes the divide.
Gotcha.
The
okay.
mode.
So I want y'all to understand my perspective on that then. My perspective is because all that stuff that you guys say to me is known on my end. To me, on my end, I know that. I know the fucked up thing. Like, not all of it. I'm not super well-versed all of that or whatever. But I know. I'm very well aware of slavery, all the super bad shit that has happened before. What I'm saying and the stuff that I'm arguing is of me and of myself have, as how I've lived and how the current state is. I can say, like, yes, there's racist motherfuckers. Yes, there's still some of this racist shit going on, whatever. But
and when
I
you
always,
continue past that, and then you want to defend yourself, we're not asking you to defend yourself.
Right.
We're just that's want the conversation to stop right there.
And I think that's where you fucking up at, because you feel like you're being attacked. You ain't being attacked. It's not you.
My reason for that, Brandon, going back to like and kind of taking this full circle, is because when he says y'all, and when it is constantly that it said white people, and like you said, I have no choice. I don't have a choice to say, hey, I'm not white. Like, I don't have that choice. The same way you guys have felt that in situations, I'm sure. I don't have that choice to say I'm not in that group. So when that group is talked about that way, that includes me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand where we get caught up in the majority, the same way like the other comparison that I'll have is only because I feel like they have been, I won't even say equally vilified, but like really targeted, is my Muslim friends, where, you know, after 9/11, like, they were super scared of their lives, like just walking on the street, getting beat up. I've known personal people, friends who have gotten beat up just because they look like, and I like,
no doubt.
And for me, I can relate to that, and I can understand where they're coming from, which is why I can understand your side 100%. I can understand when you're being lumped into it. And I've also been lumped into a lot of situations where I've been a black person in a situation. I'm like, if y'all fucking knew how few black people I actually hang out with or know, and that's not even, and that's like a dig on myself, actually, because that's just the path that I've chosen in like my career and the things that I've done. And then for me to be lumped into somebody who looks like a thief, or like when I, with my businesses, go into places or I'm out in public, and I fortunately have, you know, positive situations, and I kind of have a jolly personality where I don't like fit descriptions anymore. But when I did, and like I used to think that shit was cool, and I would dress a certain way because it was the culture. And, you know, I've gotten into those situations where I'm like, why are you lumping me into that motherfucker? Like, he the one carrying a gun illegally or whatever the case may be. He's the one smoking weed. Like, I don't smoke. Like, why are you lumping me in there? So I grew up knowing that I did not want to be lumped in a group, which made me not want to lump people in groups. And other people went the opposite way. They feel like they've been lumped in groups all their whole life, so they're going to lump everybody else in groups. And I'm not saying that that's what you're doing, B. I'm just saying, like, I can see how it happens. I know that I've personally tried to avoid really categorizing everybody because I hate being put in a box myself. But I know that it happens, and I'm on your side where I can understand where you're coming from. And what I feel like what B and I are asking you to do is to understand that when we're having that conversation, it's not a personal attack. We're putting the words out there to the podcast, and we're letting everybody know like how we feel, but we don't want you to feel like you're being attacked. We want the people who have those tendencies and act like that, we want them to feel attacked.
But you also understand my part, right? And this is why I hate to say but to any of that, because I agree so much. Like, that's why this seemed even more broken. I'm glad we had this conversation now, is because all that stuff that you guys say, I think it's weird, because I feel like you guys are like trying to
antagonize you.
No, like trying to tell me that, as in, I don't know that or I don't agree with that. I agree with so much of like everything you're saying about what has happened, you know what I mean, and what still happens in some places and some scenarios. What I'm always saying is, that is not me. That is not all white people.
Yeah, and I'll agree with that.
And that's the only part that I'm saying.
Yeah, I know that.
But I think...
You want the podcast people to listen to know that.
I want the podcast people to know that, but I also want people to know it's not the best for us to communicate always in generalization,
in racial terms,
in generalization.
Mm-hmm. In general, yep.
Because I just don't think the same way you were just saying just now about like getting thrown into those groups or this and that, whatever. I don't think there's good that comes of that. What I mean?
For sure.
I think it leads to more because I don't know if y'all have seen it, but I've seen the post when shit has got heated, like whether after a cop shooting or whatever this and that.
Yeah.
I have seen people literally put statuses like, yeah, fuck white people.
This I've been afraid for my wife to go out. You know what I mean? And they don't know that she's married to a black man and has black children and has to worry about that shit every day for her own children.
Yeah.
But if they seen her out in public and they had that mentality where they didn't care and they just wanted to shoot white people just because, I have to have that fear. You know what I'm saying? So I 100% agree with what you're saying.
And that's the part I feel a lot of people don't know. I'm not glad that you have that, but I'm glad that you know that. And that's the part like where when we have these conversations, I just wanted that part to be out. And I hate for you guys, for anybody listening, that it's taken the other way. Like,
I don't want you to be attacked.
Well, you see what I'm saying? That it's taken that I'm discrediting the other side, or that I'm saying, and I didn't know that's exactly how you guys were taking it or how it was coming off. And that's why I always say, like, I hit y'all up and I said, hey, if it came off this way, if it felt like I was being inconsiderate to you guys' feelings or things that have happened or our fucking history or whatever, that's not the case. That's not how I'm trying to be. I kept thinking about the fucking line, please don't let me be misunderstood or whatever, because that's not how I want to come across in this at all. I'm just feeling like we're at somewhat of such a point in modern day that we've started to try to move past a lot of that. Like, mm-hmm. I do see, like, I'm sure a lot of people might think it's weird, or maybe they agree as well too. I love seeing the more and more we mix races, because I think that's, like I told you before, is where we're going to get to a point that racism is going to be a lot less prevalent when almost everyone is mixed with something. Like, I love seeing that. I love that, what that does for our community, because then and or our country and the world, I should say, because then I feel like everybody feels a little bit more like related to each other, like they more understanding, or more like they can relate as opposed to related. I don't want to say that like it was weird.
I think we should end on that. And if I mean, I got more to talk about in that but end on that.
Let me just wrap up that part that I was just going to say.
That's funny you say that, though. How like eventually everybody's going to be mixed.
I want to talk about that.
I want to talk about that on this podcast. You're going to have people that hold on to it so tight.
No, listen.
Because you also have people who look like you who are in power who are trying to prevent
that white, from happening.
White extinction.
For sure. Yeah.
they think
that's why I also don't want to be lumped in with fucking idiots like that when I believe like this.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I know that.
I know you know that, but I'm saying when we talk in generalizations.
I get it. I have to use better words.
People don't know that. And my thing was, I never wanted, and I want y'all to know now, and I'm glad that you broke it down exactly that way. I think you explained it the best, is I never want, and in these conversations, me saying but to something you guys say, or me talking about something for white people or this and that, that it's like,
yeah, you can't say
defense.
But
that it's like in defense, or it's like that it's like
but
trying to
discredit.
So then maybe like the same way you just said, maybe I need to use better words or better terms when I'm communicating, for sure. I won't even say maybe. It sounds like yes, I need to use better word.
Yes, you do.
Terms or whatever. But I don't know exactly what to say in place of that.
For sure. That's why we grow through these conversations.
Right. So
don't
I'm just trying to grow from
I won't
it.
Say y'all.
And my thoughts on it in general is like, I just think sometimes if I can put out a little bit of like how my experience is a little bit different than what most people would think of white people,
mm-hmm.
and my mentality or whatever, then that can help them relate a little bit better to not be like, yeah, fuck all white people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they can hear that this is a white person saying this that doesn't feel that type of way, that feels actually completely the opposite in 99, if not 100% of the ways of the racist people that you're talking about or putting in that category, then I want them to hear that. You know what I mean? I want them to feel like they can relate to me, and that we're still fucking humans. We're still people that have the same like kind of emotions and care about people and all that type of shit. And then even when I've broken down or told you little stories, and I think you kind of talked about it too, where you kind of don't like that, but you kind of get it too, where people say like they've experienced some of the same issues, like whether it be growing up in the hood or this and that, whatever. It's not to say it like compares or anything like that. It's just to say like, hey, whether you know it or not, like the other races and stuff have experienced some of that too. Maybe we can relate a little bit better to each other. You know what I mean? Like maybe we can kind of look at each other a little bit more similar.
I think
than
on that,
so different.
The part. The
we
part
could,
where
we
that
could all
gets
get along just fine if people who look like you stop. listen.
I will say I can actually laugh at that one because I know B's being funny.
We could get along just fine if people who look like you will stop trying to deny what has happened to minorities.
Right.
And instead of trying to fucking defend yourselves all the goddamn time.
Right. But
if y'all would just shut the fuck up and listen. Sorry, I'd say it again. If people like you would just shut the fuck up and listen, we could actually get somewhere.
Right.
And I do it on purpose. Yeah, I promise.
And to clear the air, I do not agree with those people. I don't. Yeah. Like, I just don't. They're on all the biggest issues, I don't agree.
Yeah, but sadly, you are the exception.
I'm not arguing that either. That's another thing that I hope you guys got in the conversation as well, too, is that I never plugged in that, like, well, no, the majority of people are like this now. That's not what
right.
I'm saying. I'm just saying that all people are not like that, and all white people shouldn't be.
You wanted us to acknowledge that there are people that are like you, and you don't want to be part of those people who we're talking about.
Yeah,
and I get that 100%.
Yeah, and my family and everybody. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
like, yeah,
for
sure.
We don't conduct ourselves that way. We don't look at people like that. I don't want the narrative around me. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what I kind of pointed out, I think, to you guys. I don't want the narrative around me built in that direction when I know I don't want that kind of mentality brought onto my family or me or anybody that I care about, for sure, but also in the world. I want people to be able to feel better about each other.
Yeah. So in this, I feel like we talked about how that can kind of go away, or it can go awry when we start talking about how other people are. I think that kind of goes into stereotypes. You want to get into some, since we talked about race already, do you want to get into some stereotypes, but not all race stereotypes?
That's fine. You want to do it? Keep rolling now?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go right into it.
You said you got some. Let's do it.
So I came up with a few. Y'all have any? I mean, y'all might come up with some as we kind of get into some. So I felt like these were kind of funny and awkward to me because, like, it seems like they should be true. This first one. Okay. So how many female chefs do you know, but did you grow up with your mom or, you know, a female knowing that females do most of the cooking? Did you have that stereotype in your head?
Yeah, I grew up knowing that.
And did you feel like there were more men chefs, like when you went out to restaurants and stuff, like whenever you seen like a restaurant on TV or something, you felt like main chef was a male?
I don't know.
I think I kind of related the term chef to a man
to
most
a man.
Of the time. But at the same time, I think maybe what Brent was going to say, and I was kind of thinking, is I didn't go to a lot of like really nice restaurants
experience that life.
Cooking
now.
Shows kind of got cool later.
Like I didn't correlate McDonald's to that. And that was
oh, so like anytime I seen like a restaurant.
Fish sticks and that I was eating. Yeah,
well, like even like watching TV, when I seen like restaurants on TV and stuff, the chef was always a guy. And like when I was a kid, I'm just talking about like
what shows was you watching?
He was watching some shit for sure.
Like regular TV shows, like any kind of TV show, like
even like a sitcom.
Oh, like
you know what you're saying, even like a
yeah,
sitcom
like,
or anything
sitcoms,
where they mention
any,
the chef.
Well,
there was a
most
there was
sitcoms
a chef.
I remember seeing, the woman did all the cooking.
Oh, see, I didn't have that. Like whenever I, even now, like when I see like shows and stuff, I feel like there's always men chefs that are like more prominent. Like.
And then
probably,
on top of that,
you probably know
to,
Gordon Ramsay, but name a famous female chef.
Ain't Rachel Ray a chef?
Yeah.
What's that one girl called? Carla Dean? Patty Dean? What's her name?
That's another one. She, something Dean.
Are they considered
even
chefs?
Even Martha Stewart.
Yeah, Martha Stewart was a chef too.
Are they chefs though?
I have no idea. I don't know if they're actual chefs, because like an actual chef gets like a certification and stuff from schooling and shit, right?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I just know a lot of, I don't know a lot more.
But I grew up feeling that women did all the cooking.
There's definitely a lot of male-female stereotypes we can get.
And then when I went to some of my friends' house who had moms and dads in the house, the dads didn't cook.
Yeah, dads didn't cook.
The moms did.
My dad always cooked because he was a single dad.
But that's different.
Right. But even when they were together, I think it was kind of 50-50. And then even once my dad got in relationships after the fact, he still has always been the one that cooked for the most part. And even now, like in my relationship, we kind
of
cook 50-50 now, but
yeah, like
early
I do,
on
I, do
stuff,
a lot of
I did a lot of the cooking.
Yeah, I do a lot of cooking.
Times is changing for sure. I mean, a lot of people will say that it's, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people stuck in that old way, the one shit to be like that. They say, I always crack out when I hear some of the jokes and shit that are based on some of the stereotypes where they say something like, I found a really nice dishwasher. I married her. Something about a cook or something like that. You know what I mean? Just because in a lot of ways, there are a lot of our parents, our grandparents, whatever. Like, that's what they believe hardcore. Like, the woman does the cooking, cleaning, whatever. The man goes to work.
Do you think the issue with couples today is because that dynamic is being debated?
Yes. I definitely feel like there are so many women who...
I feel like there's so many women who don't want to have a certain role.
Yeah. I think men have that too, where they don't want to think that they're doing a role that a woman should be doing. And I've never had that.
And it fucks with them internally.
Yeah.
I grew up only around women, so I seen stuff that need to be done. But I always thought that men who couldn't do those things were weak.
Yeah.
And I've never wanted to be a weak man. Stupid. Oh yeah, or stupid.
Like you said, I talked about that a long time ago.
Yeah. Like, oh, change a diaper. I had to change a diaper today. Like, fuck you. You can't change a kid's diaper. Oh, I had to braid my daughter's hair. Look at me go. What fuck? Like, I hate that shit. So. Yeah. Another one I had was men being better drivers than women.
That's instantly the one I thought of when you said like male, female, or whatever. I thought that's what you were going to say. I can tell you right now.
Should listeners not listen to this?
I think Brent, from what I've seen a lot of Brent's posts and conversations and knowing him over the years,
I know
Brent believes in a lot of female stereotypes.
Go ahead, B. Go ahead.
I am always the better driver. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm going to say.
My wife is a good driver. I give her a lot of shit.
My mom was a beast too. My mom was crazy behind the wheel when I was younger. I don't know how she is now. She's a little older. She don't really drive that much no more because I mean, she retired and shit. But when we was young, when we was kids, man, she was that deal.
Yep.
And that's why I am. You know what I'm saying?
I think.
I get it from my mom.
For real.
I think the driving thing is like, it's like there's different types of reckless with driving. You know what I mean? Like,
I always guys feel like men were reckless drivers.
But guys that's, are the reckless yeah, drivers. True. But guys are kind of the reckless drivers because we're overconfident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Because we speed.
I'm
and
for
like,
sure overconfident.
Right, right. Me too. That's the shit that freaks my wife out. She gets pissed off about. But then on the flip side,
I'm cautious in the rain.
I think from what I've seen, well, we know that's to be a lie because all three of us got in wrecks in the rain.
No, I was cautious. I was getting on an on-ramp at a slant. I was getting on an on-ramp at a slant, and the fucking water like carried me away.
Because I was cautious too. I fucking hydroplaned off some bullshit.
I hydroplaned like a motherfucker.
I almost hit a fucking mattress. I mean, what did you want from me?
Oh, that wasn't your fault though.
It was a woman driving that truck
that dropped the mattress. But no, and then with women, this is the way that it has seemed. And like I said, this is also like us making generalizations when we know it's not the best to do. But what I've seen is like, it seems like guys are more reckless with like overconfidence or like just being like testosterone driven or like stupid shit like that. Where it seems to be, in my experiences with the women, it's more like not as much of paying attention to the surroundings.
Yeah.
It's like almost like very laser focused on what's right in front of them.
Yes.
They're not big
that
on
drives
watching
me crazy.
They're not, they don't seem to be big on watching the mirrors.
I see both of that.
Really?
I see exactly what you talk about. I also see them being very distracted with everything else.
Well, no, I think instead of what the fuck is in front of them. But see, we're very distracted.
That.
The stuff that I've seen is like a lot of them putting their makeup on as they're driving.
I've only witnessed that literally one
time.
Man,
it's crazy. I didn't witness it for the longest time. And like in the past couple years, it's
I
like
heard
boom,
this,
boom,
I heard this girl. I heard
because makeup is getting more popular.
Hey, probably.
I heard this woman one time tell me driving is boring, so when I'm driving, I'll be on Facebook.
Bro. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What are you doing?
I see girls texting heavy. I see guys texting too, but girls.
I see everybody texting.
Girls,
I'm guilty of it too.
I try
to do that as little as possible.
Y'all want me to tell you the dumbest like texting while driving thing I ever seen? Is I seen a dude, he had his arms through the steering wheel.
Oh my God.
Holding the thing like this, and he's texting with his arms through the steering wheel.
Oh
and I'm
my
like,
God.
If anything at all
anything
happens, this dude is dead.
He can't do
and nothing. We're on 670 floating, and I'm just like, your hands and arms are inside the steering. What are you doing?
Even if he had an autonomous car, the steering wheel still turns.
Oh, this was no Tesla.
That steering wheel does still turn.
He had one of them old cars where you got to turn it 4-5 times for it to turn a little bit.
He might have been in a Mazda Miata. He was not in no Tesla.
Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah, I feel like it's like different types of reckless. But I definitely know like my wife will get on me about certain shit with like being overconfident, and then I get on her for sure.
I've
about,
also
like,
seen
I don't
some
look like
pretty fire female drivers too. Though.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But
yeah. Shitty male drivers.
So with that, if there are more, do you think that there's too many male dominant things when it comes to driving? Like when we're looking at NASCAR and shit like that, like races and stuff, because there's not that many females.
Males dominate everything anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, like, do you feel like they're not entering it because it's male dominated or
no? I think the narrative of it in general has led to a lot of that, whatever, where not even the narrative but just that in our like what we're talking about with like our grandparents era and all that, mm-hmm. I would imagine very, very few women drove. You know what I'm saying? And then before that, even less. Yeah. So I would imagine
some cultures aren't even allowed.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine it's just kind of built with that of like they can't be that experienced. They haven't been driving that long. You know what I mean? Or something stupid like that.
So and another one driving for 100 years.
So, so another one in that vein. Men are not interested in women's sports.
I agree with that one.
I don't think anybody's interested in women's sports. But I mean, I like watching women's UFC.
Oh, really?
I don't like watching women boxing, but women's UFC I'll watch.
I do not like.
I can't
women.
Watch them once they get bloodied up.
No, I can't. I do not like a bloodied woman.
Me neither.
Nah, that shit. I like watching that shit. It fucks with me.
Yeah, I'm not cool with that.
It does not.
I like even though it's at the hand of another woman, I'm not okay with it.
I'm just not a friend of women getting.
Wait until you. Well, get on YouTube and go watch some Amanda Nunes fights.
No, I watched her
fight.
Might change your mind.
No, I've seen plenty of Nunes. Even what's the one?
I watched her before she whooped Ronda Rousey's ass.
She's a monster.
Yeah. She is a monster, which is why it's hard for me to watch because I'm like, I'm looking at them and they're like
fucking
dogging.
Demolish the other girls.
Yeah, these bitches come out with fucking, their faces be
the levels.
It depends on how far, it depends on how long the fight goes, though.
The levels of talent in girl fighting seems to be so wide, like where, like he's saying, that it's so like unfair a lot of times.
Yeah.
That's what makes it tough. Because
you can always tell who's the best fighter in the ring.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like just by the first few punches that are thrown. Like, oh yeah, she about to watch her.
Coordination, strength, movement.
Yeah, you can always tell who's the best one.
You can tell somebody's about to get beaten like they're fighting a man.
Like I wasn't surprised when Ronda Rousey fought Holly Holm and got demolished.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't surprised.
Do you know if this might be a conspiracy or it may be, I don't know, it's a stereotype.
I love conspiracies. Let's go.
I forgot how to phrase it. Is it
he lying?
No, because it's like when we're watching sports, do you feel like there is a
you ever seen
like a master plan?
Sorry, go ahead.
You feel like there's like a you feel like there's a master plan? Like Alex always talked about this. Like,
yeah, he
sports
believes that
being
shit
like
hardcore.
Rigged and stuff.
Being rigged. Oh yeah, sports been rigged for years.
But I feel
do you always feel like that every time you watch sports?
Not every game.
Mm-hmm. And I only brought that up because we were talking about that.
Not every game. There are certain games that are rigged for sure.
Yeah, I feel like there's of course that we can't be blind to the fact that there's corruption in anything and everything. There's always going to be corruption because there's always you take 10, 20, 100 people, there's going to be somebody that's corrupt.
Harder?
I think it could be. I think it could be easier.
No.
You think it's easier now?
I don't know.
All you got to do is have the refs.
You feel like you watch games and you're like, do you only feel that way? Have you ever felt that way when you didn't have like a dog in that fight? Have you ever felt like, man, those refs are fucking cheating for that other team?
I don't know if I've ever thought they were cheating, but I definitely thought like those refs are terrible.
I think I have seen that before, but I can't think.
I just wondered. Y'all watch way more sports than I do. Yeah. I only watch basketball.
I mean, you have a good point there because was like watching one of my teams or even playing a sport.
But at the
same time,
I wasn't sure if it was like a stereotype or if it's like.
But
a
at the same time, though, when you're watching your team, you're paying more attention.
Yeah,
you're paying closer attention. Like for instance,
but that's what I'm saying. Like if you
like, I have a game in my mind. I still haven't got over, and this was in 2012, I think. It was a 2012 NFC Championship, the Seattle Seahawks versus 49ers. And we were cheated out of that game insanely because Tom and Peyton were in the AFC Championship and the Broncos had won. Mm-hmm. And the Broncos at that time had the number one offense in the entire league. Then on the NFC side, you got the Seahawks and the Niners. We had the number three or number two defense. The Seahawks had the number one defense. So once the AFC Championship game was decided, they were going to rig the NFC Championship game just to have the number one offense versus the number one defense in the Super Bowl.
Something that
never happened before. So they rigged the fuck out of the NFC Championship game. We still almost won that game, too. It's fucking crazy. But they rigged that game to get that story.
We're going
to
get off track here, but I want to know. I want to ask, like, what do you think was the linchpin that made you say, like, oh, this is rigged? Like, what was the rig that happened that made you feel like?
What's so difficult in – because the refs making certain calls. And in football, calls are much harder to come back from.
Yeah, they're
because
huge.
They give the other team so much of an advantage. Mm. Like, there were – there were
especially like a fourth down call or fucking something.
There was a few calls. There's three that come to my mind right now. And one of them is up in the air because it's a holding. Holding happens on damn near every play. But we were on the goal line, and Frank Gore ran the ball, and then we scored. Of course, they called it back for holding. We had to run that play back. Oh. Then we lost one of our best offensive linemen. He fucked his ankle up on that second play that he shouldn't even have fucking been in. But like I said, holding happens on almost every play, so I'll let that one
there's
rock.
There's some emotion in that one.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten over it. So I'll let that one rock. But then there was one where we were punting the ball. It was fourth down. We were punting the ball. Seattle came, because you know how that on the punt goes. They rush, try to block it, yeah. Whatever. Some players got through. The punt gets off. But the Seattle player lands on the landing foot of the punter. Mm. If the landing foot of the punter is compromised, that is a automatic roughing the kicker call. That is a 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. There wasn't even a fucking flag thrown.
Mm. Well, and it's at least the other one, not roughing. What's the other one, too? Running into the kicker.
Running into the kicker is when you run into the kick leg. Yeah. The leg that's in the air. If you hit that one, it's running into his 5-yard penalty. You replay
like, if they
the
hit
down.
The kicker at all, it pretty much it has to be one or the other.
But his plant leg, nothing, his plant leg was ran into. That's an automatic first down, 15 yards. You cannot touch the plant leg of the punter. Then there was another one. This last one. Then I'm gone. Navarro Bowman, one of the best linebackers in the league at that time. He stripped one of the Seattle players on. I think they were about to score. He stripped him right before he got to the end zone. A clear strip. They ran the replay back like 17 times. The ball was gone. There was no play. There was no part, body part other than the nigga's foot of the Seattle's player that was on the ground. His feet was on the ground. Nothing else. A clear strip, and they ruled it Seattle ball. And on top of all that, my nigga tore his ACL that play.
Damn.
To add insult to injury, we're getting cheated, and then he tears his ACL.
Any other dude got hurt. Ankle hurt.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
We lost two key players in that game having to replay plays because the refs was fucking cheating. But like I said, that game is still personal.
But I digress.
That game is personal. I ain't gotten over it yet. It was, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Move on.
All right.
What's next?
If we ain't lost our listeners yet.
Nah, San Fran fans is with me, so fuck you.
Okay. Growing up, did y'all feel like people who wore glasses were smarter?
That was the perception. That was the perception. And it was because of TV. I didn't know anybody with glasses that was actually smarter than me.
The crazy thing is, for sure, what I'm thinking about, like, in school, it was like, damn, like, a lot of smart kids wear glasses. Like, fuck. Like, what? But I also don't know if that's because some of the other kids that might have been smart but just had dumb parents or not enough money or whatever, you know what I mean, that they didn't get glasses, they really needed them. But the smart kid that might have had, you know what I mean, both parents, might have had a little bit of money, might have had people taking care of him better. He got glasses. So he just happened to be the smart kid, you know what I'm saying, with a more stable upbringing. That ended up with some glasses while we were all, the rest of us walking around blind.
Blind as fuck.
My eyes were trash.
I love the thought you put into that. I love it. Like,
I think that hit a nerve.
I never heard that. I love that. That makes so much sense.
It's the only thing I can think of because I'm thinking back on like my classes, and especially like I would think like the time I started recognizing, I think maybe you have too, people having glasses more so in middle school. In elementary, not a lot of people have them. Usually you got
to get
some,
mine to high school.
You have some fucked up eyes that have glasses in elementary. Usually.
I mean, yeah, the kids had them, but
no, for sure. But you, it's just like
you don't register intellect with glasses at that age.
The only time you notice it then is if you're trying to be an asshole and call them four eyes or something.
Oh, yeah, when the jokes was coming.
When you get to middle school, then you kind of understand, like, oh, yeah, what's his name?
See, you know what's funny?
Another thing is, it seemed to be more common in guys, for me.
Nah,
did y'all
for me,
know more
girls
that had glasses?
I knew more girls.
I saw more
gotcha,
girls
so
with
that's
glasses.
Just personal. Fuck all that.
So before I had got glasses, I didn't get my glasses till high school. When I got, the reason that I would do bad in school was because I couldn't see the board. And so, like, when, you know, you're asking questions and shit, like, I don't know
I
what the fuck
you
talking
wore
about.
Glasses.
Yeah, I didn't wear glasses
I thought
till
you
high
looked
school.
Different coming around here. Like, something's missing with this nigga. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is.
I got LASIK surgery.
I forgot you
I
wore
couldn't
glasses.
See for shit, and that was nothing to do with how bad I did at school at times. I just was not paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention. I would clown because I would be almost embarrassed that I wasn't able to, like, read the board.
I got you.
But when we were reading out from our book, like, I was a great reader, so like I had no problems. I would always be ready to read because
so
I could see my book was right there.
Nearsighted.
Yeah, So when it came to the board, I just didn't focus anymore. I just gave up.
Yeah.
And obviously that was the wrong attitude to have at that time. But when
figuring it out.
Yeah. Here's one back to still with school. Wearing brand name clothing meant you had money.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think early on for sure.
How do you feel about that now, though, as an adult?
Oh,
now,
I don't give a fuck.
Now it's almost the opposite.
Yeah.
Now it's almost the opposite.
I hate spending money on clothing.
All decked out in brands.
I feel like they're broke.
I'm like, yeah. Nine times out of ten,
you're trying too hard.
You're trying way too hard. If you see them in some crazy, crazy brands that you know are crazy expensive, then you can be like, okay, yeah, maybe he hustles. He got crazy money. Man. Maybe they have some good business. They make good money. Maybe they come for money, whatever, something.
Yeah.
But when it's just like the brands that most of us know and like we said, in their head, toeing it, shit like that. It's people trying to, it's all for the looks. It's trying to prove a point. Think about what it's always been, though.
It's always been to impress other motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's just that when these cats got older, they still got that same mindset for some odd reason.
To even bring race kind of in this in a weird way, the one thing, though, that I can say, like,
he bought shit on black people.
No. This is a good thing. This is a good thing to me. In black culture, it always seems like, for the most part, black culture is more like well kept
about the clothing.
Even like haircut, clothing, like everything from my experiences.
Yes, because we're trying to impress other motherfuckers.
We're trying to impress white people.
But
right,
for real.
The crazy thing was when I went to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico was fucking heavy on it. I went out in Puerto Rico Dominican, but it's kind of the same shit down there. But when I was in Dominican, I went in the fucking country where they like. They're growing crops and shit and got dirt floors in their houses and stuff like that. And these motherfuckers will have on dress clothes.
Yo, I literally.
And shit, crispy as fuck.
Wait.
Crispy ass haircuts.
I heard.
Like, just be dressed to the fucking T.
But I heard that was because all the irregular stuff gets passed down to that area. Somebody had told me that a long time ago.
Maybe.
Like, when we have our sizes and stuff, there's some stuff that gets stitched irregular. And, like, you've probably seen those in different stores. Like,
they go to other countries. Yeah. Just like when championship teams, losing team shirts go overseas.
Africa.
Yeah. I heard that's why.
But
they
I always appreciated that in African American culture, it always seemed that you guys care more about your appearance and looking clean, even if it's not the brands are a thing that has came too. Maybe you guys can speak more to why you think that came.
I literally did it for white people, like honestly.
We do it to impress other niggas.
Yeah, like
he said for white people.
No, but I mean
we do it to impress white people, to impress other niggas and bitches.
Almost everyone. You're kind of saying like a general thing.
But when I was growing up, like that was. I mean, we went to a. I went to a Catholic school. It was mostly white people. Our church, we had to look a certain way to quote unquote fit in. Right. When I got out of Catholic school and I had to go to public school, I had to do that same thing. Gotcha. I had to wear clothing that fit in with everyone else because I used to wear a uniform.
I remember when I was real young, one of the first things that like struck me weird, we played on this.
I don't mean to make that sound racist. I meant to make that sound like that was what was going on at the time for me.
Yeah.
That's not racist. That's an observation. That's what happened to you. That was your experience.
It was.
We played on this basketball team that there was two kids from Upper Arlington on that team.
Calling everything racist.
Yo, God you'll never know how somebody gonna take some shit.
No, with him saying that too about calling stuff racist stuff. I was me and my wife kind of not too long ago like started a thing where like we were realizing. I think I was realizing, and I think I might have watched a comedy podcast or something where they were like kind of laughing at the fact or saying like how everybody calls everything racism or racist or this and that or whatever. And especially
everything
like
everything ain't racist,
bro. Well, in the times of now for like people getting canceled and all
everybody
this and that or whatever.
Sensitive.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's always that. It's always
fuck
that.
Fuck yeah, I grew up in the 90s.
So me and my wife randomly like when our kids have started just doing shit that's like just being a super asshole, we're like, you little racist, man. Like we'll say it to my son or whatever.
Yeah,
like
you gotta stop that.
Well, no, listen.
Created a little Hitler.
Yeah,
up there.
No, listen.
But
fuck his life up.
But like I said, we said to my son who doesn't. He's
I know
not old enough yet to understand.
He understands.
He hears them words.
Yeah,
though.
He gonna hear that shit.
Well, that's
kids
what I
understand
her.
Way
she,
more.
She got comfortable with it and started saying it like to my daughter, like under her breath. And I was like,
No. Yeah.
Don't start doing that.
She gonna mimic that shit right back.
But anyways, to go back to what we were saying too, the weird thing that I had noticed long ago when I was a kid is we played with these two kids that were from Upper Arlington. We ended up going and going to their house. They invited us over to the house one time. They had a bunch of money, living in a big ass house in Upper Arlington, and it always blew our minds that they dressed really like kind of raggedy.
Yeah.
And we were just like really thrown off by that because coming up over here, we just always thought that like, damn, if you had money,
right,
you were going to be dressing like this or you would have had this type of thing and this is how you would have looked and conducted yourself and this and that. But then it was weird, the older and older I got, that's what I saw. It's like,
yeah, the people that had money don't care to show
exactly.
that money.
But the weird part about that is it doesn't seem to be that in a lot of other cultures as much as it is in white. Like I kind of see it in Asian, I think a little bit too maybe. But this also just might be personal experience too. But I feel like in African-American culture, even with money, it's still very like you guys are very clean, very like
well kept.
No matter what, you know what I'm saying?
We want to show that we have money even when we don't.
Right.
Gotcha. Like motherfuckers live outside their means all the time. They go out there and buy $300 Gucci belts. And,
yeah. Can't even pay their rent.
And they roll on a donut on their car.
Yeah.
That's one of the mentalities I have with a lot of people in the hood in general. Not black, not whatever, not any type of race, but in the hood in general, when you see it and you see somebody decked out. Because the craziest part to me is always when you see somebody like that and they're walking.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, man. Like, I understand, like, maybe you're a person that doesn't care about a car or this and that. Or maybe you're just walking up the street to a friend's house. Yeah. Whatever. But it's always just hard for me to grasp that. Like, damn, man.
Like I've been that person. I've had J's on my feet. But I've had a car since I
was a kid most of the time.
Yeah,
though.
That was before 14, 15.
Yeah, I'm talking about grown ass men.
I know, grown ass men. Yeah. But that's it's about that. You kind of hit this on the head, which was one of the next stereotype was, did you feel like your friends that you knew that had big houses had money? Because as an adult now, I know that having a big house don't mean shit. You could be house poor. And because you would
never know when you're a kid how many people are living off credit. Yeah. You would never know.
Well, when I met my grandma that lived in Cleveland, I went to her house for the first time, and it's a 3-story house. I'm like, God damn, like, are they rich or something?
Yeah.
But they live in the hood.
Yeah.
And every house on that street looks just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really realize that until like later on down the line. Like every house on this street is 3 stories.
Yeah.
Like, but it's a horrible area.
Right. So, like, I live in a good neighborhood now, which that was a short little stereotype. But the other stereotype I have was, do you feel
hold
like...
Hold on, before we get off of that real quick. I always crack up at the memes and shit. I never, like, when I was a kid, I never paid as much attention until that. I started seeing the shit now where they plug, like, how big fucking Macaulay Culkin's house is in Home Alone and random shit like that. You're mm-hmm. like... God damn, like, I never did pay attention.
That house looked big as fuck.
Yeah.
No, it is big as fuck. Like, if you watch the movie now, it's got, like, they have all their family come and stay with them before they go on a flight, and it's, like, 20, 30 people.
It's, like, 20 people.
There's a lot of memes and random shit that go around that show a lot of, like, sitcoms and random shit that we watched growing up, and the only one I really remember that they, like, it was really clear, you really thought about it, and maybe that's some fucked up thing with it being, like, a black sitcom or whatever is. I remember Fresh Prince. They always showed the front of the house. I mean, a lot of the sitcoms they did, but that was the only one that I ever really registered to me. Or
nah,
I always,
that house was huge.
Where I was remember like fuck, that Bel- yeah, that big huge. Ass like you, mansion
and
Bel Air.
And they had a little guest house in the backyard.
There was a lot of weird shows. Like,
hey, but they only showed 4 rooms.
yeah.
They showed the living room.
They showed the living room, the kitchen, front of the house, the kitchen. They showed the guest house.
They showed the little tiny ass little patio backyard.
Yeah, patio backyard.
That's it.
Patio backyard, and they showed upstairs.
Barely. They showed a room
like
upstairs.
Bedrooms. Yeah,
they showed like Ashley's room.
Where Ashley and
they,
Will
that's
were
it.
Dancing.
That's all you remember. That big ass house, they showed 4 or 5 rooms. You would think like they had like all these spaces to
well,
do shit.
It was
shit
a set, Brandon.
I'm saying though, but like I'm saying even though you see the front of the house, it's like our perception is like that was a big ass house, but we really only seen
Nah, that house was big though.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
That was like in Malibu or something.
Yeah, they had like artwork on the walls and shit. That shit was fire.
That house was big, bro. Even if you only seen five areas, you know that house is
right.
Big.
Right, you had it.
On the flip side, I think a lot of people always liked it, and a lot of my family liked it, related to like Roseanne and shit like that.
My wife loves Roseanne.
My wife watches Roseanne all the time.
It's still relevant too.
Then you had Al Bundy's house that was small as hell. Apparently,
I don't remember.
You remember Al Bundy's house? Yeah. All you saw was the living room, the kitchen. And
I remember seeing the inside, but I don't remember
the bedroom when he had to throw down. It was a chore.
Hold on, but didn't
but that motherfucker was like a 2-bedroom with a basement.
But hold on,
that was the smallest.
Wasn't the people that always came over and shit the neighbors though? Like I feel like they had a big house at different points of the fucking show. I don't know.
Their house was about the same.
But then again, he was a fucking shoe. He worked at Payless
salesman. His wife was a bougie ass stay at home. Spend all his money, chick.
She stayed at home and was fine.
Give it a dick. Give it a
but
dick.
But yeah, with
no, bitch, leave me alone.
With Roseanne, it's definitely something still to this day. My wife, like, she said something last night, like, oh, yeah, me and I told my daughter, let's go do this or that. She's like, yeah, yeah, you guys go do that so I can get some work done and watch Roseanne. I'm like, what the
fuck? Watch Roseanne?
Yeah, I'll still watch old Roseanne. It wasn't racist, though.
Yeah, not the old one, at least.
And even, no, I just said that because Roseanne was racist. But
she wasn't racist, though. Like, even what she said wasn't racist. Like, it was.
I don't remember what she said. What
it was taken out of context. She called somebody a monkey.
She said that the one chick looked like the chick from Planet Ed.
And she did.
And she did. But that's what's fucked up about it. But that's why it gets like. It gets weird.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really say a black person looks like a monkey, bro. Like,
which. And being a black really person, that's kind of unfair because I've seen motherfuckers look like monkeys.
I understand that.
Hold on, I gotta
you can't be white and say that shit.
You can't be white and say that. Because there is some niggas that look like monkeys. Well, yeah. But you can't be a white person and say that.
Well, and I seen where she was kind of like, her argument on some of it shit like that too was like, she was saying that she's a Jew. She's made jokes about Jews and random shit like that. She was just saying like,
well, she's a comedian.
That,
so
yeah, she was saying she just meant it as in like she thought the chick looked like that and she was being funny. But I think where people took it the other way
because she didn't
and
like
got fucked up.
The problem was she didn't like her politics.
Yeah, she's super like strong on how she feels about politics. So they thought she was taking a jab at her just because she hated her.
So like, I hated all that. That was like the real first cancel culture. But then there was Amanda Seals. She had made this song. You got the wrong one, bitch. Did y'all hear that song?
No.
Bro, that shit was fire. I played that song like over and over and over. It was hilarious because she made that song because of Roseanne getting fired from her show. Like, you talked about the wrong motherfucker. Y'all got to watch that video. It's probably not going to be funny now because I said it. I hate saying like stuff.
Right, yeah, I probably won't watch it. I'll take your word for it.
Just take my word for it. And we were talking about houses and did you ever feel like certain neighborhoods you felt like were quote unquote better than like I not like gave you like a for real like superiority
I was aware of better neighborhoods
when I
was younger.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had that impression that I wanted to move. That's what I was getting at. Did you feel like you wanted to move to that neighborhood just because you thought it was better or
Yeah, I wanted to live in Westgate for that reason.
Yeah.
I think Westgate was
right, it's funny how Westgate is
so close
because Westgate is nice as fuck from start to finish, but right on this side and right on that side is fucking horrible.
On the other side of the high school,
it's terrible.
You go from one side of the high school and it's like
it's
fuck everybody.
You
know the other side
is?
Of the high school,
you know what it is?
Fuck everybody.
It's
else.
The front door of
West High School,
which is
no
bad.
Doubt. No doubt.
And the back door is Westgate. And that's
super good. Yeah, it is.
Yep, exactly
that's
like
hilarious.
That. That whole little path that the block that it holds up, that block separates the good from the bad.
No,
right.
No. I'm going to get into this a little bit because I think I know where Brandon is kind of getting all this from as well, too. So, yes, for sure. On my end, too, I definitely did think, like, oh, yeah, these areas. Or, like, you heard me mention how, like, oh, man, we met some kids from up around. Whatever this night.
I thought y'all lived in the good area.
Oh, living in when we were in Valley View for a while?
Yeah, like, that was nice as fuck over there.
Well, Valley View was definitely nicer than the Hilltop. We lived on the Hilltop for, like, our first.
It was Valley View and Westgate. Like, those were, like, the good areas.
Yeah.
Valley View was, like, just enough, like, away, and the houses spread out enough, I think, that made it more like that. But Valley View's fucked up now. Like, super fucked up. But anyways.
It still looks good to me.
Nah, man, you got
to
go through there and go through, like, up.
Not to
you
me.
You know where, like, the baseball field is and all that random shit up there in Valley View, like, past the pool, like, up on the hill in Valley View?
Man, they shut the pool down.
Once you start living around money and you start going back to other areas
you realize,
when last time you've been over by the area?
Through Valley View?
Yeah.
All the time. It's right on.
I know it's around the corner, but I don't mean you have to go over there. I don't know if that's on your commute or not.
Yeah, I have to. Man, I go so many different places.
When last time you been over there?
It's been a while.
It hurts the heart to drive past
the
pool.
You know what they did to
the pool?
The pool is covered.
It's just grass.
It's grass.
Oh, really?
They covered the whole pool. They tore everything down and just filled the whole pool with dirt.
I felt like that with, like, Glenwood. I was pissed that when they stopped opening up Glenwood because I grew up there. I've been through three remodels of Glenwood.
Well, now it
the
came
pool?
Back.
Yeah,
but
yeah they came back.
When they
but when
closed
they,
it
when
for
they closed it for a long time and I was still living on the Hilltop, I wanted to take my kids to go swimming because I'm like, this is where I went when I was a kid.
Yeah,
you know?
They redid the pool and the fucking rec center.
Yeah, they've remodeled the whole area. The pool has stayed the same since I was a kid, but all the area, the rec center has been torn down and rebuilt twice, and the whole area has been, I think, at least three or four times. And then they stopped mowing the grass in that little bottom area where people used to hang out at. But it used to flood, so they just let it start keep
flooding.
I think
they cut, like, all the trees and shit down, or most of them. I think if I can't remember.
I don't think it looks as bad as it did.
Anyways, I'm gonna bring us back because this doesn't mean much to many listeners.
Right.
We talk about local shit.
Local shit. I'm gonna bring us back in. So I definitely did think about that and like think about these other areas and kind of sort of want to live in the other areas. I remember when as soon as I thought about like working and making my own money and shit, I definitely thought about like moving to somewhere like Dublin or out even out to like Galloway or somewhere off of the hilltop, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Off of the west side for sure. And
it's that perception that drives you crazy.
But then as you get older, it's weird too that I think one thing that, like I said, that I think maybe this kind of means something to you, and I think a lot of people talked about this, and I think it's a good topic too, is that it is then weird too that if you grow up older, you get older, you do that, you work to that point, mm-hmm. and you move out of the hood, there's a lot of people that kind of look at you some kind of way about it, you know what I mean? Or take it like, oh, like I always loved the line in one of Meek Mill's songs where he said, making out the hood, they think you Hollywood. Like as soon as you decide to not live in the hood or whatever, when you get a little bit of money,
people there's a different mentality
want to take a jab at you, but they also like I think they also know at the same time too, like
they wish they could do
it. Does that happen to regular people like us though?
I think for sure.
I think that only happens to people who get rich.
Nah, I've seen people say it to people on Facebook and shit, and see people take shots at people that have moved to Polaris or Dublin. Especially because they get on people about it for doing it, for putting their kids in those school sports and shit like that. Like, damn, like, Wes would be good if you didn't fucking take your kid out to Dublin and shit, just, you know what I mean, and, like, let it go to shit over here when you guys are from here. The teams could be good because of your kids and shit like that or whatever. There's a lot of different angles that people go about it.
I've never seen that.
But there definitely is. I've seen a lot on Facebook and shit like that. And I mean, I think a lot of people, I think Brandon is kind of getting at it too, that you kind of even get that vibe from people sometimes. Like, just in conversation with this and that, where it's like they think just because you don't hang out in all the same places, you don't live in the same place, you don't this and that, whatever, that you think you're better than motherfuckers and shit like that.
You know what I say when people say, but you think you're better than people? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I knew he was going to say, yes, I do.
Yeah, I definitely. It's a weird thing. Feel like I'm better than people, but I feel like I've made a better life for myself. And if you feel like that makes me better than you, then that's on you.
Yeah. And I always look at it like this. This is what I've looked at it later as, is if you get to a certain level of wealth where you can maybe come back to those areas and kind of do some things and help bring it back up, whether you get some rental properties, whether you do whatever, there's always ways to impact it later. It's just when you first get that money and start trying to establish a family and shit like that. I heard somebody explain it real well where they were just like, no, I just don't want my shit broken into. I just don't want my kid to possibly get shot when they fucking walk out to the car to go to school or this and that. Like a lot of different things where people like they want to just hold on to like a
crazy thing is about because this is in the same vein of stereotypes is when you start to have money or when you're a person who does have money and you start thinking about systemic racism and you start to understand a little bit of how not saying that it's right. But you start understanding how they wanted that separation of class. They wanted that class of people who thought that certain way, who were willing to rob each other, who were willing to kill each other, who were willing to do these things to each other to stay in that fucking group. Mm-hmm. And I'll be over here in my suburb. You stay over there in the ghetto because you're going to act ghetto. You know what I mean? Like you started becoming the product of your environment. And that's one of the topics we're going to talk about is nature versus nurture soon. But I definitely... I'll leave it at that, and we'll kind of expand on that later, but because I want to explain my point of view of what I'm talking about, because I know it may sound a little bit bigoted at the moment.
No, I get what you're saying, because it's also tough. If you're going to be in those fucking environments all the time, it's tough to not eventually get wrapped up in some of the shit that happens around you.
Nobody who grows up in the hood wants to stay in the hood.
Or comes out unscarred.
We're going to talk about that in Nature versus Nurture one episode, so when you keep that. I do got two race ones. One.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
One. You ever heard or felt the stereotype that white people don't use washcloths like when they shower?
I've heard it, I can confirm I do not use a washcloth. I use a fucking loofah.
Don't make that motion with your hand. You was jerking off.
I guess. I don't know.
He said,
I was showing you me holding the loofah.
I don't know what you holding, my nigga.
But yeah, no, I was like,
I'm fucking with you.
I know the tone, and for me too.
What you're talking about is a substitute. What he's talking about is they don't use
cloth. They just use soap.
Well, no,
I just put the soap on them and just do that.
I've done that too.
That's crazy.
But
to
listen
me.
To me. You know what's crazy to me is that's I nasty. Hear the thing about the washcloth, and I've heard where people like reuse it constantly. That's like my thing. To me, that's gross as fuck.
Why?
Because you need to wash that shit.
It's surrounded in soap. You wash it like once a week.
Wash that. Fuck that. You can't tell me using your hand and shit is nasty if y'all gonna use the same rag. Because
this is why
fuck all that.
Aaron, this is the difference. This is the difference.
I love this.
Bro, this is the difference.
I love this.
This is the difference. I'm about to tell you right now. That washcloth is singled out to that individual. That bar of soap is being used and passed around the house.
It could be, yeah, for sure.
That's the difference. So that washcloth might be nasty. But only that one person is using it.
But I still feel like the soap is like self-cleansing. Like, you wash it as you get it wet and you rinse it off and everything. Like, your washcloth. When I get in the shower for my washcloth, like, I rinse it out as I'm in the shower.
I put a whole bunch of soap on it,
wash my body. Then I rinse it out and hang it up, let it dry.
Well, but that's also, I think, a lot of people's argument for just the bar of soap, too, though. I was always the type that if I didn't have the loofah or whatever the case is, if I'm using just the bar of soap when I'm done, I've rinsed the bar of soap and, like, try to wash anything that came from me off of that bar of soap and then put it back.
Yeah.
So to me, it's kind of the same mentality. But the thing I really don't like about the washcloth thing is because anything that you leave in the bathroom, in the shower, whatever, gets musty. It grows mold. It grows a lot of different
It depends on how you leave it in there, though.
No, regardless.
And then on top of all that,
you
cannot
leave something wet in a closed-in space.
And then on top of all that, because I've done the bar of soap thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been in certain
situations. You have to do it at hotels and shit like that sometimes.
Yeah,
like whatever.
Sometimes at a hotel or something, I didn't have a rag or whatever.
I went out and bought washcloths. I do not feel clean
after showering like that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't feel clean at all.
If the rag doesn't like wipe off what it is, I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, one of the more fucked up things about that, where it's like there is maybe a little science behind it all too or whatever, is that you're technically not supposed to use like a loofah or a washcloth or something that's abrasive all the time. Because the natural shit that comes out of
your
skin.
Yeah, but your loofah does the same thing as exfoliating.
No, my washcloth does that same thing. No, I'm agreeing. I'm saying that, like, I think there's an argument against both of those. Like, there's an argument that you're not supposed to, like, scrub your skin all the time because you're actually, like, somewhat scratching the skin and also washing away some of the, like, natural.
The beneficial bacteria.
So, like, a lot of us have a lot of problems getting super dry when we get out of the water. Like, I know for sure, even as a fucking white person, where a lot of people say, all white people can't get ashy too. But like, I'll get out of the shower and the water has really fucking dried out my skin. And especially certain.
No, I think that's what white people ashy, use. It's just hard to, it's yeah. just hard to
right,
see.
Right.
I think white people use, in general, this is a stereotype, what I've heard. White people have like super hot showers, which you really shouldn't do.
Ditto.
And then,
right, that's me.
I like taking hot showers.
That's me.
And
yep.
No, but like not hot as not white people hot.
It's a different level. I'm gonna be honest. Bruh, like, for the longest time, my showers would be so fucking hot that like any turn any more at all is gonna fucking scald.
Yeah.
I did that for the longest time, and I don't know why, but I think because I always kind of ran
that
cold.
That shit feels good, man.
Well, I always ran cold. When I was a kid, at one point, I had a water bed. I used to crank that motherfucker up to be hot as shit all the time. I used to just always be cold. So when I got
you interesting,
very possible. Like now, I notice if I don't eat a lot of red meat and shit like that, I start getting cold. So it might be
that happens to me though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was a diet thing that I went through. But
that's why I can't even like sometimes my mind is blown on trying to be vegetarian or vegan or something. I'm like, fuck, I can't be that cold again.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Listen, I was wearing.
I don't want to do that.
When I had lost a lot of weight and I had went to Florida, so I was under 200 pounds. I was 170.
Damn.
Yeah.
When the fuck was you 170?
Yeah. You don't remember when I
was too busy working out to be around you, Brent. God damn it.
I had linked up with you and Alex a little bit after that when I had started gaining weight a little bit more, and y'all was like, "Oh, look, B." But
yeah, I remember when y'all first started doing a little podcast over there. He was pretty damn slim.
Not 170 though.
No. So before that, I was 170, and I was in Florida.
Little, bro. That's like sick.
Yeah. Everybody told me like, bro,
slow
you need
down.
To gain
hey,
weight.
Slow down.
Like,
over
everyone was telling me that I needed to slow down.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Everyone told me I needed to slow down. And like
a buffet or something.
My pant size was down to a 34. I was wearing
bro, that's gross.
I was wearing a medium shirt.
I would never want to be 170 again.
You ain't been as big as me for as long as I have been. So you gotta understand the psyche that I was kind of going through at that time
when
I was trying to diet.
Since we were kids though.
I know. So I mean like that was my mentality. It was hard for me to stop. And when I finally did like stop the diet, like I stopped in Disney. But anyways, I was down there. I was wearing full ass sweatsuits. Everybody's like, "Aren't you hot? I'm fucking freezing. Yeah. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm cold as shit."
Oh, that's why I used to be pissed if I'm in a room of people, like whether I was at work or wherever, and most people are like either somewhat overweight or overweight, and mm-hmm. I was skinny as fuck, and people were like, "It's fucking hot as shit in here, and I'm freezing."
Yeah,
I'm like,
I don't know
slow
what
the fuck
hell
down.
Y'all talking
about. Y'all are hot. Cause y'all are big.
Yeah.
I'm cold
you're
as
hot
shit
cause you're fat.
I'm cold as shit over here. Let's be easy.
Yeah. I think I had some fat stereotypes that I didn't put in here, but I can't remember them. I can't remember them exactly. Yeah, there were some. You know, y'all have any fat stereotypes?
There definitely is. The one that I know for sure is people say fat people are always sweaty. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a fact.
And I know I'm sweating right now. Nigga. I don't know.
My fucking thighs are sweating. My pants
are
all wet.
But it's fucking hot in here today. But it's hot in here today. I do. I used
sweating
to,
behind my kneecaps, nigga. I'm fat, bro.
I used to think so. I used to think so, but then I remember started thinking about a few girls that I knew that were kind of big, and I never really saw them sweaty, and I was like, nah, I can't be everybody.
That ain't the same thing. Girls don't sweat like us. Some of them don't sweat at all, bro.
Yeah, my wife barely sweats. It's not the same.
Yeah. Well, that's another big flaw.
We be working out, and she don't be sweating.
It's another big flaw.
She working hard, bro. She be working hard. I'm like, you ain't sweat. We would work out like a long time ago, and she would not be sweating, and I'm like, you ain't working out hard enough. Right. And then I would like look at her like we doing the same shit. Like,
I don't know
working.
What the fuck it was with me, but for years, I wouldn't sweat until I stopped. So, like, even playing ball, we would play ball, and I'd just be fucking, whether it be out there in the gust, and it'd be super hot, whatever. Like, I'd get red and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Why do I remember that?
Yeah, because I always got so fucking blood red.
Like, it's always red as fuck, so if he did sweat, you couldn't fucking see it.
And still to this day, like, I'll get super duper red and, like, hot when I'm playing. But until I sit still or something like that, usually that's when it turns on and I'm fucking
pouring. That sounds like a problem. Like, because like the sweat is supposed to cool your ass down before you get red.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Sounds like a medical condition something that you need to work on. You might need to visit Dr. House.
Something is wrong.
Here's one that I feel to be true that my wife also feels to be true.
It's about race.
Yep.
Yep.
Black people are loud talkers over white people.
Yes. Yes,
bro, he spit out his shit.
Yes, yes,
no,
because
I saw this comedy thing the other day, and dude said, he said, because black people, he said, there is no difference in indoors and outdoors, and they said, what the fuck do you mean by that? He said, we know, you know what I mean, you might flip on a porno, the black dude's fucking with his sneakers on. He said,
nigga, that was gonna be one thing I said too.
Then he said, if you see him, he's like, or maybe by the pool or the beach or something, they got socks on. He was like, and then he said, conversation, inside, outside, same volume. I was like, oh, shit.
Big facts. What is it with sneakers on dude,
traction,
on black
bro.
Dudes in porn?
You ain't never fucked in socks? You get no traction in socks, bro.
I'm barefoot. You know
you
me.
Get no
I don't really. Like,
in
I don't.
That.
I don't.
He got carpet.
Slide
he got carpet.
Carpet.
His, nah, he yeah. got carpet in his house. Maybe.
Yeah, but
better.
even with your bare feet, you ain't getting traction because your feet slide.
So,
but you
so
put,
what we
you,
learned from this is Brent fucks in his shoes. Sometimes.
Man, right?
No, I have. And no, I understand. I understand that. I have done that. Like
especially if he's angry and he's trying to get some traction.
Right.
You know what
you get a lot of traction with the kicks on. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? I've been there before.
Oh shit.
I'm done. I'm fucking weak, man. Oh shit. What else I got on here, man? Oh, did y'all grow up thinking all British people had bad teeth?
Fuck yeah.
No, yeah. I didn't, but for whatever reason now I think that. I didn't notice that growing up, but now I see it in like I be watching Family Guy and shit. Family Guy be shitting on the British people, bro.
Oh my god,
it's funny. I always thought that, and then I even seen something. I was gonna go
shit.
On a fucking podcast or something where they were saying like there's something behind it where they think that like bleaching your teeth and a lot of other random shit that we do is somehow like it's harmful and like
I heard it was
because like,
they don't use fluoride
the
in their shit,
very
in their,
possible
in their water
too.
Or
very
in their
too.
Toothpaste.
Very possible too.
Oh god, that was hilarious.
Yeah, I never fucked with shoes on.
No,
man, if shit just went down really fast and like it just got to it, I can't say never. If shit went down fast, or I was in a situation where we had to be quick, or whatever the case, it was some off the wall shit. This shit's happened, but I'm not gonna keep my shoes on. Like, I think dudes talking about like in pornos, dudes be butt
ass naked,
butthole
with shoes
naked
on,
with shoes on, yeah.
Butthole naked with shoes and socks.
Nah.
On.
That ain't. That's not. Nah.
Yeah, that's not
I don't,
me neither.
I don't even understand
the scenarios
that.
I'm talking about. B is like I just drop my pants because I'm just there. You know what
I
mean? Whatever.
Like that. I understand that. That's yeah. But not butt ass naked.
Butt ass naked and keep
and then
your
tennis
shoes
on.
You either have to put the shoes back.
You
got to
put them back on.
You
got to
put
exactly.
them back on. Yeah.
Why are you putting shoes back on?
For grip. You don't. Bro. We hoop. You wipe your feet before you step on the court, right? It's for grip. You put the kicks back on for grip.
Man.
So apparently,
I don't know what competition fucking y'all be doing.
Bro, you got to think about it, bro. You ain't always got a bed. Now, if you want a bed, that's
why don't you always have a bed?
There ain't always a bed wherever you at.
Where are you fucking?
Listen, man.
Look.
Nah, I can agree with that. Like I said, when some shit happens on the fly, man, wherever this and that.
I've never been in a situation.
Not taking my pants off and then
I need to know a situation.
I'm taking my pants off. And I'm putting my shoes
I need
back
to know. I need to know. Give me an example of some situations that you've been in you didn't have a bed or a couch or something to be on.
Well, even the couch, my feet's going to be on the ground.
Your floor ain't clean?
No,
call
nigga,
me, bro. I come over there and clean your carpet.
Grip.
Grip.
Traction.
Man,
grip.
I don't know. I've never had that issue.
Bro, fucking on a couch. Well, it's been a while since I've done that.
Maybe I'm just a fat, sturdy nigga and I don't need it.
Maybe Brent's got some doubt in his thrust.
Hey.
No. What the fuck?
I don't know, bro. I'm asking for clarity.
Well, listen.
This is my committed mentality moment where I'm just trying to grow through conversation.
I'm trying to see what he can learn.
Listen. And there has been times in my youth when, you know what I'm saying, I was somewhere. I wasn't near a bed. And
my cheeks hurt.
All I had was a couch.
Oh, God.
And even on the couch, a part of one or two of my feet is going to be on the floor at some point in time.
I guess I've never.
Because if she's on her back, man, and I'm on top of her, one of my feet is on the floor.
I've learned that you're a beast.
If she's bent,
I must not be beating it up the way I need to be beating.
If she's bent over on the couch, both of my feet are on the floor, or one of my feet is on the floor, depending on the position of her.
Dude, you got these smooth ass feet. You got baby feet.
He keeps his toenails cut really short.
Hey, I keep my toenails cut really short. Really, I always grew my.
Bro,
shit.
I have smooth skin everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm just
okay.
If I put my shoes back on, then I can make it happen. I can do my thug this on the couch.
Lover. Okay.
He just made me think of one more that we should plug, because somebody brought up to me the other day that was light skin. They were talking about like the light skin versus dark skin.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm here for all the stereotypes.
Well, no, you guys have to speak to that more than me. But he was just saying that like this was a light skin dude, and he was saying like, yeah, man, like he was like, even young, I caught a lot of flack. He was like, when I went, he was saying when he
if you don't turn that shit on vibrate,
when he switched to a different school. And he was one of the few light-skinned cats there. They just all start fucking with him, calling him light-skinned, this and that, telling him he was soft, this, that, and other, whatever. And that seems to be, like, kind of like a somewhat stereotype within black culture or whatever, something where it's like a light-skinned person is softer or,
man,
like,
it's
not
it's
as toughened or, what, you know what I mean? You guys tell me.
It's more of a joke. Like, we don't think like light skinned dudes is soft, but we like to fuck with them. No, it is fun to fuck with them. I think Prince fucked that up for light skinned people. If I'm being honest,
Prince and Michael Jackson.
Prince, fucking
yeah, because Prince was naturally light skinned.
Yeah,
to where
and Mike went through. Mike had like a skin disease.
Mike
went from a black man to a white woman. So
it's always been that light skin versus dark skin that I always felt it like.
Yeah, but it was never serious.
It was never serious.
You know what
it's always,
like,
been, it's always been that joke.
Yeah, it's always just
been
a joke.
I think more of a, like we're saying, more of a stereotype.
Yeah,
than like
yeah,
a,
like
because
I still fuck with Joe.
Yeah, we weren't serious. It's all funny. Yeah.
Oh no, I've heard Javon called yellow for I cannot tell you how long.
They whole family look the same. But it's just for fun and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All these stereotypes are for
like
fun.
we don't think them soft because like Joe ain't soft. Like Joe beat a nigga ass.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like we don't think light skinned people are soft.
I think some of those people, maybe him included, we had to ask him one time, like if he purposely was like, nah, I'm gonna have these hands because everybody want to keep calling me light skinned.
Yeah.
Yellow,
I knew
soft. Like nah, we gonna figure this out.
I knew gay dudes like that. I knew gay dudes that didn't want to be seen as feminine who would always fight because they didn't want to ever seem like they was going to get beat up or bullied by anybody. So
well, people thought they could pick on gay dudes. They found out that gay dudes could scrap.
Yeah.
Because gay dudes. In my,
that's
I
a stereotype.
Gay dudes on the gay dudes on the like I do that I do growing up, like all them niggas could fight.
Yeah. Is that a stereotype? Did you always feel like gay dude when you was growing up? Did you always feel like gay dudes could fight?
Yeah.
You always felt. Yeah. I always felt that too.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know. I think early on I would
because
have
probably
I thought
it.
Because of
yeah,
the,
I seen that shit. I've seen that shit since fourth grade.
I said, whoa, shit.
Yeah. I've seen many a gay dude beat an ass.
Yeah. I really did.
One of them is we can't name drop. I won't say his name.
I really didn't know. But early on, I probably would have think if you would have asked me as
I never
kid,
I never once thought gay dudes were soft.
I would have thought that they might have not been as like strong or masculine or something like that, just off of like the narrative of TV and this. I didn't know almost.
Well,
any
think
gay
about this.
For
think
the
about
longest
this.
Time.
Think about how females fight. Think about now. Put that on a guy who has strength.
Male strength.
Yeah, and they don't give a fuck less than who they're fighting.
I got
it's a problem.
I remember when we had this conversation slightly before, y'all were like, yeah, there's no, you can't win. You can't win in that fight, fighting against a gay dude. You was like,
because if you beat him up, then it's a hate crime. But if you get your ass whooped, then you a bitch. It's a lose-lose, bro. I'm not fighting no gay dudes ever.
Damn, let's wrap it up.
I got one more. I got one more. Why do y'all feel like hoodies have a negative connotation in the black community? Mm.
Like you said,
is that a longer conversation?
Hold on.
No, you know the answer to that question.
Why? Because I always I feel like everybody wears hoodies.
Do the question again, though. You said the black community, as in like within the black community, or towards black people wearing a hood?
That's a good question.
I didn't understand totally how you meant it. That's why I was asking.
I wrote it as negative connotation in the black community, but I'm thinking about the perspective of black people wearing hoodies. Because I always see, as a store manager, I would see anybody that came in with a hoodie.
It's suspect. Right.
But I don't know where I got that mentality from.
I think it's based off of us seeing like robbers and stuff on TV, on like movies and stuff like that. Like if somebody was going to rob a place, they usually had them in movies. And
you used to watch New York Undercover. They always chase a nigga in a hoodie.
But
New York Undercover was my shit growing up.
This stereotype came up because I had to actually walk into the bank and they had that sign on there that says no hoodies. And I was like, what the? It's like, everybody
you can't
wears
have your hood.
Yeah, you can't have your hood up. You can't have your hood up. But I was like, but I'm thinking about like it made me just think it just prompted the thought. You know what I'm saying? So like I'm going on that train of thought about like, you know, most I feel like black people kind of get that more than anybody else. And it's like it's so much
well,
like a
think about
thing.
This. The hoodie kind of represents burglary, thievery.
Yeah, I wonder.
And then black people always are fitting a description. Mm. So that's like a negative.
I could say that maybe that falls into play, but I think even with you saying that you felt that way, I think it's more so like what you said. I think it's more so that we kind of built that up already in our head from all these TVs, movies, whatever, this and that. But then shit like Trayvon Martin happened. Then shit like other stuff goes on to where also like if you look at clothing that is geared more towards black people, like advertised and kind of like try to – the end
but
consumer,
like,
there's more hoodies. You know what I mean?
But
at least
be
it
saying
seems
like,
that way to me. I don't know about y'all if y'all think that way.
Preppy white girls love like hoodies.
Yeah. But they wear a lot of the fucking just sweatshirts, too, with the no hood.
But I usually just see it
with women in general love hoodies.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it's such
hoodies.
It's just such
that
a, like,
hot,
a broad, you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of wonder.
I don't know if it was always like that, though.
Me and my wife just had this conversation.
That they liked them all?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it was always like that, because growing up, I don't remember seeing a lot of girls wearing hoodies.
I think
could the hoodie be a pop culture thing?
It probably could, for sure.
Well, and it's been a lot of songs about it and shit.
Yeah.
Songs about it. And then the one dude's name was what? A Boogie with a Hoodie. But no, it's funny that you bring that up because me and my wife literally just had this conversation yesterday where I was saying like, damn, like I was telling her I went into a store the other day and I had my hood up because it happened to be cold out that day.
Yeah.
And I had the mask on. And when I went into the store, I didn't take it off because it was cold in the store and shit too and I just wasn't thinking. And I was like, damn, I have a hoodie and a mask on in this fucking store. But
I love doing that shit.
But then I was thinking to myself, like, God damn, like, if this was 2-3 years ago, immediately I'd either be followed or followed by cameras or, like, whatever. People would be super fucking freaked out about this. So I took the hood down because I was like, I don't want anybody to fucking feel uneasy or think that I'm on some bullshit. I'd rather people leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
But for that reason, then I had that conversation with my wife or something. I'm like, I told her, I said, I also see a lot of people do it driving. And I do see more, at least this is just my experience, I see more black people doing it driving than I do other races or culture, whatever, while they're driving. And I always think like, damn, that sucks that it's like this. But I also think it's not the best idea for you to drive with that fucking hood up because we already, like you said, know that people kind of have like this negative thought about hoodie.
Yep.
And we know that they kind of have a negative thing of pulling people over just for being black.
Well, think about this.
So now you're adding
think
on
about
top.
This. We black, we the negative idea people have of us can't get much worse. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we might as well be fucking comfortable in it.
Yeah. What else have y'all learned from this episode today?
Man.
I learned a lot.
I think this was one of our best episodes ever because we went on so many different places with it.
Yeah.
Like we started on race, but then we got into like sports being rigged to fucking stereotypes.
I kind of forgot we started on race.
Yeah.
Like we touched on so much different shit. We talked about Brent fucking with his shoes on. Like we went, We got into everything on this episode.
I think that episode is therapy, actually. I think we need to find out some more psychological reasons why you fuck with your shoes.
I literally told you the reason. Yeah. It wasn't for fashion. It's just me and her. And I'm naked. Crazy. Like,
But you got to take the shoes off and put them back on.
Yes,
I'm so
nigga.
Baffled
why is
by that
so difficult to understand?
I don't know. I don't understand the process.
I just told you the process.
But
you take your pants through your pants your pant legs off.
The thought here is that it's that important to me. Yeah. It's worth the extra time.
Grip, yeah.
Yes, because I want to put it down, and I don't want nothing getting in my way.
Man, shout out to your woman for real.
I don't do it anymore. But like I said, like I said,
you got old. You got too old.
No, it was in my youth.
Damn,
like
you
I have beds now.
You retired from it.
Like I have a house now. I have a bed.
Yeah. I have.
Like,
less,
I don't do it anymore. This was back in my 20s.
I have less grip.
Like
in
I was
the bed.
Fucking everywhere but the crib.
I have less grip in the bed because of the sheets and pillows and shit.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna put shoes in my bed.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but
if it's for grip, it's, I have less.
Well, see,
but
Brandon
back in
just
the day,
explained his thought process.
See, he's talking about like
he's
right
fucking
now.
On those fancy ass sheets that are super slippery. He's kind of mad when he's in there in some kind of way.
Nah, I got grip. I just said I got less. I've put my foot on the wall before. Never mind. You know what? We got to wrap this shit
but
up.
That's, what
that's the same thing.
Play the music. Shit.
That's
play
the
play
same
quick,
thing.
quick. Play the music.